But I do have a couple questions for Mr. Burness. So you were rattling off a couple good stats on some of the manufacturers that are coming out with the EVs. However, you just in between segments, you threw out a great stat. You got to throw that one out again.
Yeah, and I haven't seen verification of this, but Fox News, of all folks, found that...
Hey, don't say of all folks. I am a Republican, okay?
Well, Fox News has been
conservative.
Fox News has been pretty hostile to the Volt until an analyst came on a couple weeks ago and kind of set them straight. And so now they're fairly neutral. But they came up with a stat that 30,000 volts on the road, or sorry, 30 million volts on the road would mean that we could say goodbye to foreign oil.
Our dependence on foreign oil. That
would be phenomenal.
Would be phenomenal. I absolutely agree with you.
We sell 50 million cars a year in this country, so if everyone just bought one for 2 years straight, we'd
done.
Be set.
Well, and of course, that will also include, that really includes any EV car. That doesn't mean Chevy. I don't want to promote Chevy specifically, but you know.
All of those vehicles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so before you jump on, I want to hear what you said. Finish up. Were you listening to the show?
When
you, okay, so finish up the list of manufacturers.
Boy, yeah, and it's getting longer every single day. Mitsubishi has a little micro car called the I, which actually has a surprising amount of space in it. That's already on the market here in Colorado. One of their small SUVs is going to be converted to a plug-in, I think, next year. Smart is bringing their electric version of the 4.2 here, which is actually the third generation, first one we're seeing here in America. Honda has a Fit electric vehicle that you can lease in California or Oregon right now. They're going to do an Accord plug-in.
Now, are these pure electric or are these hybrids?
The Fit is pure electric. The Smart is pure electric. The Accord's going to be a plug-in,
okay.
Much like we're seeing with the Chevy Volt, the Ford Fusion Energy. Toyota has the plug-in Prius that's already for sale here. And then we get into things that are brand new, like the Tesla Model S. The Tesla did the first deliveries this week of the Model S, which is already sold out for 2 years.
Is that a sedan or is that the sports car?
This is a seven-passenger sedan.
Yes.
We can get seven seats into it.
Yes.
Wow.
And it is a stunning-looking car.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's
hot. I agree.
Inside and out.
And I think the price tag on that, because I went by a Tesla, you know, at the Park Meadows Mall, I think it was 60 grand.
Yeah, it's 55, 65, 75, depending on the battery pack.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But the amount of technology you get into it for that money, you know, you compare it to something like a high-end European car, mm-hmm. and not naming names, but you know, you get a lot more value for the money with this Tesla, and it's built like a rock.
Sure.
You know, it's interesting when did you guys talk about under the hood at all?
Not a whole lot.
Okay. So you open the hood on this little vehicle. I'm sorry. Can I talk now or are you still?
Can I talk, Daddy?
Can I talk?
Do you have any more?
Sure. I mean, there's a fantastic looking car called the Fisker Karma, which I'm showing the guys here.
Oh, yeah. That is freaking hot.
You can't see it on the radio.
Good,
yeah.
But I'll apologize to your listener later.
No, it's actually three.
Oh, good. Good to know. Not including us here.
My wife has actually been listening the whole time. She called me on the way over.
All right.
Yep.
Infiniti has a really gorgeous looking car that's going to be based on the Leaf that is probably going to be out in about 2 years. Fiat has their 500 that they're going to electrify. And VW and Audi have a lot of prototypes that are on the market. Something's going to be released before too long. And then we're seeing even delivery trucks like Navistar. It has an all-electric delivery truck. You might have seen it on the FedEx commercials driving through the jungle.
Ah, right.
I did not.
But that's been pretty popular. I mean, Coke, Pepsi all have these.
So when you're talking about a commercial delivery vehicle like that, what's the mileage range on something like that? Do they have a lot more batteries so that they can go further?
No, they're usually about 100 to 120 miles on a charge. But for the electric, these delivery vehicles, they have a route that they know. And it doesn't
never
vary
changes.
Too much.
So, and I would imagine in a case like that, you're going to have the ability to have that, what do you call the fast charge, that hyper 80% in 30 minutes.
Some will have that capability. Others do a battery swap, so they can pull in,
interesting,
drop the battery, put a new one in. But really, most of the time, they're not going to run into that problem. Yeah, their daily route is going to be a good 70, 80 miles. And you think about a delivery van, it's hard to put more than about 80 miles in a day.
Because they're going to be stopping. It's not like they're driving. They're drive, stop. So they're delivering throughout the day.
And when they're stopped, they're not using energy.
Exactly. Very good.
All right, under the hood. Mark?
All right, so you pop the hood up on this thing, and Jim was talking about how they make it look like an engine, so it's not quite so foreign. And it is. You pop the hood, and it looks like you can see a valve cover. You've got coolant wells, reservoirs. It doesn't look a whole lot different. So it's interesting, the psychological aspect that they're putting into it to not shock the buyers too much. But it's clean, crisp. It's a good little vehicle. I got to admit, the thing, it's got some oomph. It's got some get up and go. Giddy up.
And real quick, because I have driven the Chevy Volt, which had a lot of giddy up. And have you driven the Leaf yet?
A couple times.
Okay, so compare the two.
Well, I don't know if I've driven them back to back. But both of them have a lot of power at zero. That's a great thing about an electric motor is that you get maximum torque from stop.
Yes.
And so you compare a Leaf to, say, the Nissan Versa, which is about the same size. The Leaf is going to be a lot speedier off the line.
Yeah.
So you had did you have fun driving it? I mean,
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And like I was saying in the air, I mean, when I was in it, it was very, very comfortable. Had a lot of room. Didn't feel cramped at all. My wife said, "Are you going to come home with a new vehicle?" I said, "No, not yet, honey, but soon."
Operative word being yet.
Yet. We'll see how long.
All right. So, what are your other thoughts as you drove it? I mean, just from a technological perspective, from a feature perspective.
We talked numbers. Did you guys talk numbers anymore?
We did talk a little bit. Just we actually talked about how the government subsidizing the $7,500, but $26,000 was.
Yeah, he said the $26,000. If you were to do that on a lease, $500 a month.
$500
a month.
Wait a minute.
And
you told me for the
I think
Chevy
that would probably be a payment. They Nissan just actually released a lease that is $289, I believe, with a couple thousand dollars down.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so
that's really cheap.
Mr. Greenpea didn't tell you that.
No.
Okay.
It's new.
It's new. Eric, if you're listening, you got to straighten us out here. Give us the real scoop.
265-9661. Do it in the next 3 minutes.
And then he was talking about, if you were to buy this, you'd have to pay the full amount and then wait for the government rebates back to you directly. So
yeah, at tax time. There is a movement to actually turn that into a full-blown rebate. But,
that'd be nice.
With the gridlock in Washington, nothing's happening until after November.
Yeah. Why is that? What's happening in November?
I've seen these signs around.
Okay.
Well, no, it's almost my son's birthday. That's
what's happening. You go. That's the
October
important
30th.
Thing. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to see what happens in this November 4th election. And I understand that we have some differing views, so we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk politics on the AAVIP Club. Are we?
No, we're not.
Okay. Very good. Okay, so how much time we got?
We had 3 minutes.
Okay, so one thing I did read, the Le Mans, the 24-hour Le Mans, it was actually won by Audi's electric vehicle, or hybrid vehicle.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did see something about that, yeah. And speaking of racing, we have the Pikes Peak Auto Hill Climb coming here.
Yeah.
Mitsubishi is fielding an electric car team.
Nice.
Nissan has a couple electric cars going out. Don't remember if it's factory backed or not. But
okay.
While I'm not going to stick my neck out too far, I will say that I think there are going to be some surprises out there.
I was blown away that the fact that, okay, we had hybrids winning the Le Mans. I mean, really? 24-hour deal? I don't know how they did that.
No, they just swapped out the batteries. Yep.
Even Ferrari has a hybrid system that they're looking at F1 for.
Toyota crashed both of theirs, unfortunately.
But they did have hybrids.
Toyota had two. Audi had four. Two of the four. They came in first, second, third, and fifth. That's crazy.
For electric
Audi.
Vehicle.
First, second, third. No, all vehicle.
Oh, all of them. Oh,
yeah.
Wow,
I mean, they beat all the gas. What do you call them again? The
ice cars.
Ice. They beat the ice cars. That's pretty wild.
That is.
I mean, that's really wild.
Well, what gets me excited is if it's true what they said, that 30 million volts on the road eliminates our dependence on oil.
Foreign oil.
Thank you for clarifying. That excites me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Just imagine how that would change our world.
Absolutely.
It would be... Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say isolationist, but
dependence is really kicking our tails.
Yeah, it really gives us some options.
It does. Gives us some options.
Kicks some tail options.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Anything else, Jim? We have a couple more minutes that you want to kind of share with us regarding EV charging stations. I don't even know what you do.
There are two points I just want to emphasize. One is that they're a lot easier to live with than most people think. You know, I pull my Volt up at night, I grab the plug, I plug it in. Yeah, and it takes all of about 10 seconds.
And what you don't do is you don't go to gas stations. So, okay.
Well, I do need a soda pop.
Well, everyone's, you know.
That's my fear, is that all these convenience stores are going to go out underneath because, you know. But, and the other thing is, these things are really great cars. You know, just like Mark, you know, go out and try it out and think you're going to be impressed.
I tell you, when I shut the door, that's usually one of the big tests for me. Is it a tin can? No, it's got a nice thunk. It's not a dink. It's got some good heft to it. That's a technical term.
Dink.
And they're fun to drive.
Yeah,
even the small cars are fun to drive. And I think I mentioned this last week. You know, I've driven everything out there, from Ferraris to Porsches, you name it. And nothing blew my socks off like the Tesla Roadster.
Oh, I can imagine.
All electric.
But that is the $100,000 car.
It is. Okay. The sedan, that's half the cost.
Yeah.
It's going to have real close to the same performance.
Mm, yeah, that's
4.5 second, 0 to 60.
Okay, on the dash, they've got all these little controls and lights and gauges and such. There's actually on the left hand side, top left, they've got this thing. He says, "Oh, this is the video game." I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, you'll grow a tree." So basically, by driving this vehicle, you grow trees that they show, these virtual trees. They got this whole social media thing going on.
Great marketing.
Yeah, the whole social media thing going on. You can log into the social site and find out who's grown the most trees in Colorado Springs. How am I doing compared to them? Wow. It's like, oh, wow. Okay, they've got some serious social going on.
Yeah. So in the Chevy, they handle a little bit differently. There's a little ball that you want to keep in this certain range. And so if you can keep the ball in the middle,
then you're doing
driving
good.
Really efficiently. So yeah, you kind of challenge yourself. You know, how can I drive my whole way without getting that ball out of the middle range?
Well, we are on a break. Jim, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.